Paul Slackus, Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Courtney Lauren. Hi, Courtney. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you, Paul?
I'm good. Actually, we're meeting through a good buddy, Gary Springer, who is a great man. And he's involved with many outreaches for the better for the world, his involvement with the Meningitis organization and other nonprofits. And he let us know he knows we like to support good causes, nice people, about an event that was happening here in Manhattan. I'm going to call it a Mensch event, but I think they had their own name. And it was to support, I believe, in this case, you were one of the recipients. Maybe tell us a little bit about it and how it all came about.
Thank you for the opportunity to do that. The event, the name of the event is the Segula Circle, and this was the first premier event, which will, looking forward, be one of many events to support people that were destabilized in any kind of crisis or trauma in terms of their health and are in process of recovery and are trying to gain a life that may be different from the life they had before the trauma or the crisis or the accident that they ensued, but it will be a full life. And we want to help them get to the other side of that. And so that's really the goal of the Segula Circle, where the first event we had three musicians premiering their personal work as well as speeches done by people that know the recipients or recipients of the project. And so it was a very personal event, but we had fantastic talent, and it was sponsored by the Lincoln Square Synagogue Chesed Fund, and we had many volunteers from the Chesed Fund at Lincoln Square Synagogue helping us, as well as a company called Now What that volunteered their branding services, et cetera, for social media. And many other people that came together to make this event happen.
Well,
and
it was, right?
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
So the concept of the Segula Circle came about by me. And I was in a car accident of March 1st, 2016, where I suffered a traumatic brain injury, amongst other injuries, and I was expected not to talk or walk again. And from that, I've come to where I am now. And in that process, I had to forfeit my business due to my injury. And my apartment, because I couldn't access it physically. And I was in a situation where the best hospitals for me to get my care and what I needed specifically for my injury were here in New York City. With Manhattan rents being the way they are and government programs not really helping the individual, but rather, giving them a survival tool or mechanism of sorts, but not really helping with a recovery, there were many people that came to the table that came to my aid on many fronts. And because of that, I was able to get to where I am at this point, which is still recovering, but I am walking without assistance at this point, and I'm in various therapies, but I have a home for this time period and a few more months anyway. So through all of this, we realized that there was a great need for people that are wanting to have a full recovery as much as possible, that are still in the game in terms of good news broadcasting, you know, in terms of really wanting to go back in the world and do something with what happened and be a giver and show up for the call that they're still here in whatever fashion they can and whatever that means. And we want to create and promote a project that will help get them to a place where they can do that again, whether it be financial resources or social resources, et cetera. And this came about from what happened to me. So thankfully, people at the synagogue were extremely supportive of this project and idea, and they felt that it would really resonate with their purpose of their synagogue chesed fund, which is a kindness, chesed means kindness, fund. And what they do is they raise money for several individuals for various needs and in their synagogue. And so they were able to house this project as their own at this point to be able to help facilitate this purpose and this cause. So that was very exciting, and we are very thankful to have had them involved and support from them as well in terms of the space, etc. That's how we were able to make this concert happen, as well as the volunteers. All of the artists volunteered their time. They are musicians that are playing concerts at the Philharmonic and all over the world, and they volunteered their time to give to this cause, as well as the people that gave speeches at the event and such. Yeah.
It was a powerful, powerful evening. I was there. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to come over to you. Actually, it was a last-minute thing for me, and then I wasn't feeling so hot that night. So I apologize. However, first of all, it was like the warmest room synagogue. That was the first synagogue 30-plus years ago when I moved into Manhattan that I personally went to. Okay, I'm
wow. Jewish.
And so Lincoln Square Synagogue has done, and Rabbi Buchwald, who was there for many years, I don't even know if he's still there.
He's still there. Mm-hmm.
He is the guy that does Across America, and I've done shows with him over the years where he gets the whole country and the world connected. He's a connector. In fact, I'll be frank. I was single at the time, and they used to call it Lincoln Stare. So people used to they were happy for people to meet each other there, which is a good thing. I like that. It's a nice thing. And so this is really just a Menchi thing that doesn't surprise me to happen there. Congratulations on creating it there. It was memorable, and I actually videotaped some of it, okay, of the performances. But I performed, but I didn't know if I could, to be honest with you. And so I just kind of did it from my chair. So it's not the greatest production value. But I will say that the talent at this event, the musicians, Greg Brown, Out of Sight, Itai Shapira,
yes.
Oh, my God. Now, I'm a musician. These people were, but they're in a different level than I am. They are good.
Dynamic, yes, amazing. And original compositions, which was fantastic that they were intimately sharing their work on that level with us. I thought that was so meaningful. And that we really curated the evening, and as a group, that was exciting to do. And I have a background in the arts on many fronts, so that was a great thing to be a part of, being able to create something for other people to enjoy and have so many people give their talent in such a way, you know, people that are sought after coming together to do this. So, and the Segula circle, so the Segula, it means an action to change one's fortune. And the reason that we came up with the Segula circle is because we wanted this performance to be a very, very, I would say a very specific action that would change people's fortune. And we felt that making a performance of it is also honoring the people that are destabilized by these things. And we are celebrating their life and celebrating them and raising them up to have the confidence to go forward and know that there are people behind them that are supporting them emotionally, also thinking well of them and not putting them down because they're in a situation that might not be as wonderful as they were in prior to whatever occurred. And really looking at them and looking up to them as the people that are coming up and that we're holding each other to make that happen. So that's where the idea of the segula, the circle itself, or the segula circle, and why is it a circle, is that we hope to bring a community together where the people that are destabilized then become the people that are able to give back and create these performances or events themselves and become part of the circle in a total, complete way where they're able then to be able to be part of it in a different way than being a recipient and being a giver. So the idea comes from the people that are destabilized are giving people. And this is not something they asked to happen to them. It could happen to anybody. And so therefore, they should be honored and lifted up. And we also, one of the concepts, which is a concept in Judaism, when we give tzedakah, which is charity or any kind of aid to anyone, we're not supposed to actually say who gave or who received. And so the idea about the segula circle being private or keeping the confidence of the people receiving so that they have their own dignity and self-respect if they don't want to share something that happened to them at any time. So it really should be something that keeps the dignity of the person and also allows them to be celebrated. So they're in the room with us during this performance and they are experiencing these performance values, but they don't have to be public about it. They can be private or they can choose to speak to anyone, but it should be their choice.
The highest form of giving is anonymous.
Yeah.
And being Jewish, there it's in our Torah, and it's in many of the thoughts that our forefathers shared with us to carry on. Let me ask you two last questions at this point, because I have some text. We're going to put the segulacircle.com up. We're going to put in a story that was in the New York Post up. We're going to put a place to donate up and a Facebook page and a lot of your, if you want to hear a little more about your journey, the jewishboard.org stories.
Yeah.
We're all connected between those two. And so we have all the content because you're working with Gary Springer and Errol Rappaport. You got the top PR people in New York.
He's the best. He really is. And a very loved friend. Oh, my goodness. Gary has been there for me since the beginning of this accident as just such a light, and I appreciate him so very much. Not only is he professional and a genius in what he does, but he is an honest, gorgeous friend and such a strength. So thankful that he connected you and I.
Yes, he's a real, he's a mensch. Okay.
Yeah.
My question to you are last two ones. We could talk for a long time and we can talk again. And I'd actually like to discuss it more further, the organization and the concept, because it really is, you know, we're good news. So all we're about is mensch stories and mensch people doing the good things. So maybe there's some more ways we can work together to do good. So at a later moment, why don't we sit down and talk and see what we can do, if that's okay.
Great.
With you.
That sounds wonderful.
We're involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace Day, September 21st, and I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? So if you wouldn't mind, Courtney Lauren Miller, what does peace mean to you?
Peace is everyone accepting and tolerating each other's differences and also appreciating each other and settling into being there for one another.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And the last question, because we have a channel for love. What is love for Courtney Lauren Miller?
Love is expansive and extraordinary and has no limitations, never ends, and never begins. It's always there, and it's gigantic.
You are fantastic. I'm just going to have one fun thing because of that gigantic word. There was a cover thing in the Science
Because we just can't use the other word anymore.
I don't know whatever the other word is, but we're going to like the gigantic. And it said that love is stronger than gravity.
I would say that's absolutely true. And I think that love can carry you through things you can't even imagine being carried through. And it's not a light thing. It's really powerful. And it strengthens us beyond measure. And it's something that's free to give. And everybody has the capability of giving it. It's amazing.
So. You're amazing.
I'm thankful. Okay. I'm thankful for the love that I've received. For
well,
sure.
That's what makes most people who are the nice people. That's what you're thankful for what you got, and thusly you want to be thankful for others and be there for others. So thank you so much for sharing good news with us. You're good news. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate your time.
All righty. Take care.
You too. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.